Turning back the clock on April 20, the day in 1959 when Dolly Parton released her debut single. Can you believe she was just 13? And can you believe this is Dolly? The most successful album for Paul McCartney post-Beatles was released on this day in 1973, Wings, Band on the Run. Birthdays, George Takei turns 83, best known for playing Sulu in the Star Trek TV series and movies.
You either leave this bar bloodied or with my blood on your soul.
Ryan O'Neill is 79, starred alongside Barbara Streisand in a couple of movies, including What's Up, Doc?
You don't say anything.
Right, I don't say anything, I just sit there and nod.
Yes.
Jessica Lange turned 71, made her screen debut in King Kong before winning Oscars for Blue Sky and Tootsie.
Listen, you wouldn't compromise your feelings like I have. You wouldn't live this kind of lie, would you?
Aussie track and field great Debbie Flintoff King celebrates her 60th birthday, won gold in the 400-metre hurdles at the Seoul Olympics.
We think that Debbie Flintoff, and she has. She's got it. She's waited to the last stride to win the gold medal.
Actress and comedian Julia Morris is 52 today. These days, she's the co-host on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I'm Kylie Minogue's body double, Julia Morris.
Model, actress, singer Carmen Electra is 48. Remember, she was on Baywatch.
I want to be a dancer and a choreographer, maybe someday. My mother was a famous hula dancer.
Looks like it's a day for the models. Miranda Kerr turns 37.
Let's just have a play date and then we can drink some tea.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of legendary British comedian Benny Hill. He was 67 when he died on this day in 1992.
A nudist from Notting Hill Gate was pushed into a pond by his mate, and a tiddler swam by. And he said with a sigh, "Will you look what they're using for bait?"
Remembering Benny Hill on April 20.